Most my mouth and the dedication of our heart to give a set of all in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our need. Have you ever looked at the past before you and thought, I simply don't have enough? I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. We don't have enough volunteers. We don't have enough confidence. My dear friends, if you have ever felt that way, then you have already stepped into today's gospel. In today's gospel, Jesus has just received the heartbreaking news of what?
John
the Baptist dead. Seeking solitude, Jesus crossed the lake, but the crowds followed him. Instead of sending them away, Jesus had compassion on them. He cured the sick, taught them, and when evening came, the disciples began to worry. They said, Lord, it's getting late. Send the crowds away so they can buy food themselves. And Jesus replied, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. Friends, let's think about that together. Again, how many loaves and fish that the disciples had? 5 loaves and 2 fish. Was it enough? Was it enough? Humanly speaking, no. But, in the hands of Jesus, it became more than enough. That is, my dear friends, one of the great lessons of discipleship. First, it is important that we know even a little historical background of this biblical text in order to help us appreciate this miracle even more. They were in a remote place near the Sea of Galilee. Obviously, there were no supermarkets, no takeaway shops, no food delivery apps, and certainly no sausage sizzle at Bunnings waiting around the corner. The crowd probably numbered well over 10,000 people when women and children are included. Because the number 5,000 doesn't include women and children, right? So feeding such a gathering was way beyond the disciples' resources. Yet Jesus was not testing their arithmetic. Jesus was teaching them about faith. My friends, we should know by now that God often begins his greatest works with what appears to be far too little. Throughout the scriptures, God delights in small things, in using small things. Moses had a staff, David had a sling, a widow had a handful of flour. Now, the disciples had 5 loaves and 2 fish. The miracle was not in the amount they possessed. The miracle was in whose hands it was placed. The miracle was in whose hands it was placed. Here's a question for us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what are your 5 loaves and 2 fish? Ask yourselves, what is my 5 loaves and 2 fish right now? Perhaps it's your ability to listen. Perhaps it's making a phone call to someone who's lonely and inviting that person for a papa. perhaps preparing food for our Sunday morning tea. Perhaps it's praying faithfully every day. Perhaps it's simply encouraging someone to come to church. Perhaps it's simply offering a welcoming smile at the church door. Perhaps it's your $5 and your 2 hours free time every day. We sometimes underestimate the value of these ordinary acts of faithfulness. But God doesn't. I heard about a parish council meeting where someone said, "We don't have enough volunteers." And another member replied, "That's true, but we do have enough opinions." Thankfully, Jesus can even work with those. And did you notice something else in today's gospel? Jesus did not create bread out of thin air. He first asked the disciples to bring to him what they already have. Sometimes we are waiting for God to give us something new, while God is asking us to surrender what He has already placed in our hands. And this leads us to our second question. Where is Jesus inviting me to trust His provision instead of focusing on my own limitations? Australians, I heard, are wonderfully practical people, right? We like planning. We like budgeting. We like being prepared. Those are really good things. But faith begins where self-sufficiency ends. Many of our Anglican parishes, even in this diocese, wonder, can we still keep serving our communities? Can we still continue supporting mission? Can we reach younger generations? Those are real and valid questions. Because in our diocese alone, there are already 5 parishes currently looking for a full-time priest. In Harrington, in Tea Gardens, in Scone, in William Town, and all those surrounding communities. And there will be at least 4 more parishes that will be vacant in the next 12 months. Right? The one in Raymond Parish, the priest will be retiring in 12 months. The priest in Belmont will be retiring probably in 2 years. Right? And there's another vacant church in Tokley and Entrance. And pretty soon that Kerrigan Gorthorpe will be vacant too. Right? In our diocese alone, there are already 5 priests looking for a full-time priest, and there will be at least 4 or 5 more parishes that will be vacant in the next 12 or 24 months. Yet today's gospel reminds us that God's work has never depended solely upon the size of our resources. It depends upon the greatness of our Lord and Savior. When ordinary people offer ordinary gifts to an extraordinary God, remarkable things happen. Several years ago, an elderly man in a local church retired after a lifetime of work. He was not a preacher, he was not a musician, he was not a church leader in their community. But he quietly wondered whether he still had anything useful to offer God's kingdom. Then he noticed that every Sunday, there were newcomers sitting by themselves before the service began. So he made it his own ministry, simply to arrive 30 minutes early, welcome people with a smile, introduce himself, remember names, and invite visitors to share a cup of tea or coffee after the service or during the week. He never imagined that such a small gesture would make much difference. But over the years, countless people said that his kindness was the reason they came back the following week. Some found a church family because of him after moving to a new town. Others returned to faith after years away from God because one ordinary man took the time to notice them. To notice them, greet them, welcome them, compliment them, not to criticize them. His gift was not dramatic or spectacular. It was simply hospitality, faithfully offered to God. This reminds me of my former altar server in the parish I was the rector before I joined the military. His name is Rick. Rick doesn't have enough money. He doesn't have enough mental capacity. He's a little bit challenged, but he has time. Every Sunday, he would walk for 3 kilometers to church to serve. And I remember also one woman, her name is Ruth Willets. She doesn't have any more the energy, but she was homebound, but she has time. So every time I will visit her to give her communion and give her the Tuesday, or we call it Sunday bulletin in Canada, she will look at the events and she will phone each and every parishioner and encourage them to attend the events. She took it upon herself to take that as a mix. My dear friends, that is often how God's kingdom grows. We may think our 5 loaves and 2 fish are too small to matter. A warm greeting, a listening ear, a meal delivered to a neighbor or a fellow parishioner, or a quiet prayer for someone in need. Yet, again, when ordinary people place ordinary gifts into the hands of an extraordinary God, God uses them in ways we may never fully imagine or understand. A little boy asked his mom, "Why do we always pray before meals?" She replied, "Because we thank God for providing our food." He looked at the burnt toast and whispered, "Maybe we should ask God to help God cook as well." Thankfully, God's blessing often comes despite our cooking. Finally, my dear friends, have you noticed the ending of today's gospel? Everyone ate. Everyone was satisfied. And there were 12 baskets left over. Not just enough, but more than enough. Yes, that means God's generosity overflows. And that abundance points us beyond the physical bread. It points us to Jesus himself, the bread of life. Every time we gather around the Lord's table, we are reminded that Christ still feeds his people. His grace is never rationed. His mercy never runs out. His His mercy never runs dry. His forgiveness never runs out. His love is unconditional. And my final question to you is this. How can our parish become a place where God's abundant blessing is shared with our wider community?
How?
Perhaps it begins with the hospitality. Perhaps by continuing supporting the Samaritans, the mission to seafarers, and all those other organizations. Perhaps by opening our home to other community groups, aside from the groups that are now using our home. Perhaps by mentoring young people from Totara South Primary School. Perhaps by visiting those homebound and aged care who are members of our church family. Once I trained you already and licensed you as lay administrator. Small acts, faithfully offered, placed in the hands of Jesus, and Jesus multiplies them. Imagine what would happen if every member of our parish offered just one loaf this week. One act of kindness, one conversation, one prayer, one invitation, one generous gift. Remember, God has been multiplying small offerings for over 2,000 years, and God is not about to stop now. So as we leave today, remember these three questions. And if you're paying attention, these were the questions I wrote on your pew slip last week, in preparation for the gospel this week. What 5 loaves and 2 fish has God already placed in my hands? Where is Jesus inviting me to trust his provision rather than my own limitations? How can our parish become a place where God's abundant blessing flows into the wider community? Friends, may we never underestimate what God can do with willing hands. May we never underestimate what God can do with open hands. May we never underestimate what God can do with faithful disciples. For when we surrender what little we have into the hands of Jesus, Jesus has a wonderful habit of turning not enough into more than enough. Amen.